future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. And today's show, we've got something very special in store for you. I'm going to be passing the show over to Jess Holgrave. She is going to be conducting an awesome interview with Emily Xu, who is part of the core team over at Infinity Stones. If you haven't heard of Infinity Stones, well, this is the best place to learn about it. So enjoy the interview. I'm going to pass it over to the ladies.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jess. I am really excited to be guest hosting on the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. I'm in the fortunate position that every Thursday I get to speak with amazing women in the blockchain space. I'm a co-founder of Sheos, which is an EOS block producer on a mission to bring more women and diversity into blockchain. And these podcasts and these stories are, for me, super exciting and I hope inspiring for people at home. This week, I am joined by Emily Xu from Infinity Stones. Emily, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to be here. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for making the time. I know that you're extremely busy. So why don't we kick off and hear a little bit about your personal background and how you ended up with Infinity Stones?
Yeah. So I've been in high-tech companies for quite a few years before I joined Infinity Stones. I remember when I first read Bitcoin white paper. That was many, many years ago, maybe 9 years ago in my research lab. At that time, I would never imagine it becomes so serious in such a short period. But that was its first time when I get to know blockchain. And I witnessed the whole journey of blockchain. I witnessed the blockchain market ups and downs and the transitioning of its consensus. And I'm glad that I'm part of it right now. Yeah.
It's super exciting. And so you mentioned you were in a lab. What were you doing in a lab? Doing research?
Yeah. That was when I was doing my grad school.
Ah, amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you've been in this space for a long time. What about Infstones? How did this all come about and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so Infstones is a technology company. It provides staking services and cloud infrastructure for all top POS chains. So in traditional economy, it would take days and amount of fees to transfer money to your family in another country, for example. While blockchain technology enables people to move from cash economy to digital economy, people can benefit from the ability to transact not only locally, but internationally at very low or even no cost. So I think people will also benefit from the services that are built in the ecosystem. So we would like to be a part of it. We would like to contribute to the whole world. And I witnessed that blockchain consensus is transitioning from proof of work to proof of stake. So that's how Infinity Stones is focused on for the all top POS chains. So compared to POW, POS algorithm provides a more scalable blockchain and with higher transaction throughput. So the creator of the next block is chosen among various members. So in POS, the ownership, this is another benefit for POS. So the ownership and the voting rights are separated so that token holders can stake their tokens to gain rewards without transferring their tokens to someone else, so which is a bit of risk, I would say. And we believe POS is the future of blockchain. So that's how Infstones was started and is focused on right now.
And what is it that Infstones is doing? You're managing other people's staking? How does that work?
So we are block producers. We hold nodes for all the top POS chains. And the token holders, they stake, they vote for us. And we are now block producers for all the top POS chains, including EOS, Tron, Cosmos, Ontology, IoTax, Tezos, VeChain, GXChain, Algorand, IOST, Loom, Bitum. So we're wow. holding nodes. We're holding 100 nodes, more than that, actually, for all the top POS chains. Yeah.
Amazing.
And we don't take custody. So customers never transfer their tokens to us. And token holders always hold their tokens and have full control of their tokens. Yeah, that's where we are at currently.
Cool. And so you're managing over 100 nodes, which is an extraordinary amount. And I know just how much work goes into managing a single node, given our work at EOS, and we do a couple of others. How do you manage that from a technical perspective? Do you have a very big technical team working with you?
Yeah, actually, each chain, we have multiple machines running in parallel to keep high availability and high throughput. So we are a technical company, and we have an automation system. We have a DevOps automation system. It supports cluster automatic upgrade. It supports self-healing, and it has monitoring system. So for the cluster automatic upgrade, I can explain that. So if a chain need to be upgraded, the system can automatically upgrade all the nodes all at once. And for the self-healing system, is if a node is down for any reason, and the system will automatically detect that and try to recover by itself. So if the recover failed, it will retry multiple times. And if the retries exceed a certain amount of time, the system will notify the team. And some people will manually take a look and see what's going on and take a look at the log and see the whole system and figure it out.
Got it.
And for the monitoring system, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think it's, you know, the level of automation, particularly when you're managing so many nodes, is obviously hugely important to make sure that you're actually, you know, providing the networks with that all, you know, constant uptime. It's super important if you're a network, right?
Yeah, exactly. And also the monitoring system also, it will keep monitor node health metrics to keep high availability. So if it stops syncing or resume syncing or any of the health metrics, it will detect that and automatically inform human. So that's a whole automation system to keep each node high availability through with minimal human interactions. That's how we're managing over 100 POS nodes. That's how it works.
Amazing. And so you have over 100 chains, which I think I still can't get my head around. But what do you look for in a new chain when you're adding a new chain? Is it a process of, you know, economic evaluation or technical evaluation? Do you think about the team who's building it? How do you, you know, how do you decide?
So when we're adding a new chain, we look for the features of a new chain and see how it is unique from other chains. Some chains is good for cross-chain services, and some are for is trusted computing, and some are enables re-encryption and decryption, and some are unique for sharding, and some provides formal verification. So each chains are different, and it's unique from each other. And we believe any of these features, if developed successfully with mass adoption, can significantly boost the development of the blockchain ecosystem.
Got it. Okay, so it's really about you know, adding something new to the ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And of the chains that you work with today, which of them are you really excited about?
The first thing that pops up is EOS. So EOS, it has great user base, and the performance is super, super good. It has top-notch performance with high TPS rate. And it's also security model is worth every chain to learn from. And it has a very active community. That's really good. Also, Tron is also has very great user base. So both EOS and Tron have real organic transactions. Other chains also have potentials. I hope that they can improve and be as good as EOS and Tron.
I'm glad that you said EOS. That's really exciting. And you are obviously a block producer on the EOS network. What is it that distinguishes you as a block producer for EOS? What's your special sauce?
So as a block producer, we focus on promoting EOS to audiences in other blockchain communities. So since we are holding nodes for all the top POS chains, we have a broad audience so that we can increase EOS exposure among different developers, among different communities. And our vision is to bring all the blockchain communities together and break the barrier between the chains. So each chain, they cannot focus on their own domains and in their own ecosystem, but all the blockchains communities together, we're going to build a bridge that brings all the chains together, bring more cross-chain communications and build cross-chain technology. So recently we have launched InfPool product. This product, it allows users to easily monitor and managing their rewards across multiple chains. And InfPool will not provide staking service for EOS. However, we will provide the governance tool for EOS as well as other chains. So our voters can voice their opinions and influence how InfStone votes on different proposals and referendum. The governance results are not just from InfStone's opinion, but it will represent the bigger community.
That's really cool. Yeah. obviously, the sort of on the topic of POS, the latest hot topic, certainly still here in London, is around Libra. What do you guys think of that one?
Yeah, I think that's a great news for blockchain. Facebook, big companies, is taking it seriously. So that's also an endorsement on the value of the blockchain technology. So I remember that back in mid-2018, it was revealed that the news came out that Facebook is establishing a blockchain division, which would run under the supervision of David. At that time, I was in Silicon Valley, and Facebook is just next door. I'm not surprised at that time when I heard the news that it's establishing a department on blockchain. And the end of last year, news came out that Facebook is building a cryptocurrency, which will make it easy for them to transfer money on WhatsApp. So Facebook, the goal is to bring everyone together and connect everyone together. So it's also part of their vision and mission. And also because Facebook has a large user base on Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Libra and Calibra will bring much more people into blockchain because of the user base on their apps. That will largely expand the blockchain market and its population. Last month in June, Facebook formally announced Libra and released its white paper. So it's using a Byzantine fault-tolerant consensus approach, which is what EOS and other POS chains does, and is adopting and iterating on widely adopted blockchain data structure. And also, it's very similar to all the EOS, like EOS and other POS chains does. It is governed by independent Libra Association, tasked with evolving the ecosystem. I would mention what David Marcus has said in the Senate hearing. You will not have to trust Facebook because it's only one of the 100 Libra Association members and won't have special privileges. So it requires to be able to scale to billions of accounts, which requires high transaction throughput and low latency. And they also develop, I think one good thing they does is they also developed a specific language MOVE for implementing custom transaction logic and the smart contract on Libra blockchain. To me, I think blockchain are not competitors of each other. Instead, some of them will eventually coexist and collaborate with each other. So one blockchain will exceed in one domain while others will exceed in another domain. So all the blockchains, all the features all together, we will make the community much, much better and improve the community altogether,
Yeah, I think it's definitely big news in terms of the number of people that they'll be able to reach. It's super interesting. So I always finish podcasts with some quick fire questions. I have a unique one for you guys today because of the name Infinity Stones. Does that come from the Marvel Infinity Stones?
All right. Yeah, that's a very good question. It's an interesting question. So when we're coming up with the names, we think stone is a solid object. And as a tech company, we would like to provide a solid foundation for blockchain. Each blockchain is like an infinite stone. While powerful just by itself, we can only realize the full power when we have the complete set. So this is why we're working on so many chains at the moment. We want to connect the community of each chain and help them reach higher adoptions. You can say that Iron Man is our role model in the area. We want to use the power of Infinity Stones to bring more life into the ecosystem while trying our best to survive the finger snap ourselves.
Amazing. And so if you could have an Infinity Stone, which one would you have?
Oh, can I have a choice to have all of those?
I think that's cheating, but I'll let you off. So my last quick fire questions. Are you a late night person or an early morning person?
Oh, late nights, yeah.
What was the last book that you read? And also marks out of 10.
I can share that the book that I'm currently working on, it's Life After Google, The Fall of Big Data and the Rise of the Blockchain. It describes how the blockchain-based network will revolutionize the internet. It shows how the blockchain are built for security from the ground up. It doesn't predict the end of Google. It predicts that Google will still be an important company in 10 years, but also says that Google will decrease in its dominance of tech in the same way that TV works and networks have decreased in their dominance of entertainment. So I think that's an interesting book to work on.
Amazing. That's super exciting. And if you weren't doing your current job, what would you do?
Before my current job, I was in a high-tech company. If I'm not in this current job, I suppose I will still be working in a high-tech company in the Silicon Valley.
And finally, who is your kind of favorite crypto person to follow on Twitter, or who's your crypto blockchain idol?
I would say Vitalik Buterin, and I think he has critical opinion on blockchains. Yeah.
Good one. Good one to follow. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And best of luck with everything at Infinity Stones. I think that the mission to bring different blockchains together and to encourage collaboration across chain is super important, and is certainly, I think that it's going to be a really important part of blockchain developing, you know, as a whole ecosystem. And so it's really great to see the work that you're doing there.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jess, really, for inviting me and to speak up my voice and share my stories and the stories about Infinite Stones. So really appreciate that, and best wishes for blockchain and you personally. Thank you for inviting me again.
Thanks, Emily.